With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. I'm doing really well. I'm not doing well. I'm actually furious about my baseball team. For the Met fans out there, it was a great day. Well, and you're in the middle of it. It's, I guess, a little bit of a mixed bag here as you're losing 3-0 to the Rockies at the end of the second. Lucchese not sharp in the first, a little better in the second. But you had a great win. DeGrom gives you a great performance yet again. Yes, 3 runs, all unearned, but 14 strikeouts in 6 innings. Leaves the game losing. The Mets get off the deck, score a few runs, do a great job. Put a few on the board and get DeGrom a win. And we'll break it down. We'll get into it. And obviously, we'll be riding with you through this second game of the doubleheader in Colorado all night long. But we got to start with the Yankees because they are awful. The New York Yankees are the worst team in the American League, both in record and in play, and I'm surprised they've won the amount of games they've won. Quite frankly, I'm surprised they've won the amount of, I'm surprised they're 5-9. That's how brutally bad the New York Yankees have been, and particularly, obviously, against the Rays. And the manager can say whatever he wants. We all know right now the Rays show up to play the Yankees, and they are a much better team. It doesn't matter what they were doing. They're coming off 3 straight losses to Texas. Texas is in rebuild mode. That is not a good team in Arlington. And the Rays just lost the last 3 and come into this building, and we talked about how important this series was. Not necessarily from a standings standpoint, not necessarily from a win-loss record standpoint, but from playing well against the Rays. Starting in this year right now, they are terrible against the division. It's the only division they've played, but they are terrible against Toronto and Tampa. These are the teams they're going to be battling with, particularly Tampa now, has just owned the Yankees for years. And we talked about heading into this series how important it was. After that bad series, they take 1 out of 3 in Tampa, play terrible, especially the Saturday game. When I was on last week, I wanted to vomit the whole show. That's how bad the Yankees were that day. And this Friday night wasn't much better. And they start the series with an absolute stinker. They can't play defense. Odor's throwing balls away on easy double plays. Urshela makes a big error. Nelson's terrible to start the game. They can't come through with a hit against Michael Wacha. And they have started these 2 games against the Tampa Rays as terrible as you can play. They have a meeting after the game Friday night. Yeah, it's a little better in the first inning. They get some rally. They get some men on against Glasnow, who didn't have his location early on in the game, could not throw a breaking ball for a strike. But he manages to wiggle his way through, only giving up the 1 run over 5 innings, and the Yankees get a decent start for the first time from anybody besides Cole since God knows when. They can't score any runs. This team is dreadfully bad. They are playing as bad as any Yankee team has played since the early 90s. And I said this last year, too. They played a stretch like this last year. This is as bad as the Yankees have looked. And that's, you know, everyone's talking about it. They look dead. They, you know, it's brutally bad to watch because they never rally. They never come through with anything. This team right now is dreadful in every way, shape, and form. From the starting pitching that has given you pretty much nothing, certainly in the realm of innings, has given you nothing innings-wise. They've been absolutely terrible. The defense has been horrid. Another big play today from Torres, and we'll get to it, and how Although after that horrible error, that throwing error that cost him a game against Baltimore, or at least, you know, played into that loss on a high level, he's been okay since. But there was a play at second base on a steal that any shortstop worth their salt reaches their hand out another 6 inches to make sure they catch that ball before it pops and bring the tag back, especially when you have the guy beat that badly. It was a terrible play. It cost the Yankees 2 runs and a back-breaking home run and had a huge impact on the loss earlier today. The defense, terrible. The starting pitching, terrible. The bullpen can't be this good forever. They're bound to give up some runs here and there, so the bullpen has been the lone sort of saving grace of this team, Cole in the bullpen. But I saved the best for last in this lineup. This lineup right now is horrendous. And besides Voit, this is healthy. We've talked about the struggles of this offense for going back, you know, a couple years now, but most of the time it's because Judge is out of the lineup, or LeMahieu's out of the lineup, or clearly Stanton's out of the lineup, or Sanchez is out of the lineup, or hitting, you know, 182, or whatever Sanchez is hitting, if he was ever hitting that high at any point last year. There's been a lot of talk about the injuries. This team, besides Voit and what the first base has become with Bruce and every other way they're trying to fill it, besides that one position, this team is as healthy as it's been in a long time, and they are terrible. Terrible. Some of the at-bats today and Friday night are impossibly stupid. Stupid, too. I tell you right now, I know Judge came through with an RBI double here, but he's had some at-bats too. Him and Stanton had the same at-bat in the same inning and wanted to drive me nuts. They swing at a first pitch that's out of the strike zone, and then they look at the second pitch right down the middle. They've become predictable. They are having terrible at-bats. They're going up there with a game plan instead of reading and reacting, seeing and hitting the ball. They are in their heads. This lineup is awful right now from top to bottom. And that's why the narrative to me doesn't play. The narrative of this is the same Yankee problem it's been. We see it in the postseason. The home run goes away. They don't score. The good pitching comes. They don't score. This is not against good pitching. The Yankees have never had a problem in April hitting Michael Wacha. That has not been a problem of the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees do not struggle in April against Zoik. Rich Hill does not befuddle the Yankees in April and May with slow curveballs. This is not a typical Yankee problem. This is a team-wide slump and a brand of baseball that is impossible to watch and clearly impossible to win with. This Yankee team is terrible right now. This isn't some clear problem of the roster. And I don't want to hear about Boone. I don't want to hear about Cashman. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. Don't give me Boone isn't angry enough. Boone doesn't kill the players in the postgame enough. Boone doesn't do this. Boone doesn't do that. Cashman had this terrible plan from the beginning. Nonsense. Nonsense. This is about the players. The players. Going into this season, this team was clearly, on paper, clearly the best team in the American League. Not by me, not by you, the fans, not by Carton and Roberts, not by WFAN, by baseball people, by everyone who knows what they're talking about, clearly had the Yankees as the best team in baseball. The American League, behind only the Dodgers and maybe the Padres, as one of the handful of teams that are really looking to win a World Series. It is not Brian Cashman's fault that Gleyber Torres can't hit. It's not Brian Cashman's fault that Gleyber has no home runs and is on pace for about 10 RBIs this year. It's not Brian Cashman's fault or Boone's fault that LeMahieu, as good as he is, has done absolutely nothing every time he's had a chance to impact the game. It is not Aaron Boone's fault. It is not Cashman's fault that Stanton is terrible right now. That's on them. Gleyber Torres is awful, both defensively and offensively. If you saw that coming, if you saw Gleyber Torres this bad, then you know what? Kudos to you. Because I sure as hell didn't. And I'm sure we're going to see different over the rest of the year. But right now, he's dreadful. up and down this lineup. Frazier, everyone's complaining about Boone's lineup. Hicks has got to get out of the three spot. Hicks has got to get out of the three spot. That's fine. He's been terrible. Who are you going to put there? Where's the clear answer? Conforto. You got to get Conforto out of the third spot. What do? They put Dom Smith there. He hits home runs. Because Dom Smith can hit. Who in this Yankee lineup should hit third right now? Torres? Stanton? Frazier can't see the field. And I know that's another thing. Everyone's up in arms about Frazier playing. And it's going back to when Gardner first signed with this team. Late in the offseason. Well, it's going to take away at bats for Frazier. Well, maybe if Frazier was an 0 for 18 with 17 strikeouts, he'd be on the field more. They just happen to have a decent enough replacement for left field in Brett Gardner, who actually is hitting above 300 in this short season. And so they've given it to him because he's actually giving you some quality. You can't complain about no signs of urgency and complain about Frazier not being on the field at the same time. Hicks is a more established outfielder, a more established Major League Baseball player than Clint Frazier is. You don't like it? Whatever. I wouldn't be opposed to giving Hicks days off. He's been that bad. And Frazier will be the left fielder of this team moving forward, but he's terrible right now. Everyone in this lineup is terrible. Judge has hit some home runs. He came through with a double, but you watch at-bat to at-bat, he is not himself right now. LeMahieu had another two-hit game. He's hitting right around 300. You watch the games, every time he comes up with a chance to do something, it's a double play. He's been terrible with runners in scoring position. One of the guys, not only who's been the best for the Yankees, one of the guys who's been the best in the American League over the last 3 years has done absolutely nothing with runners in scoring position. Gleyber Torres had a down year last year. They talked about all the issues about him coming into summer camp, not in good shape. In 2019, he was an all-star, and he had a miserable 2020. And now he's been dreadful for the first 3 weeks of the season. Terrible. You want to hit him third? He can't do anything but pop up to right field. Even his base hits have been bloops over infielder's head. He's hit nothing hard. Nothing. This is a lineup wide from top to bottom, from LeMahieu to Bruce. The 25-man roster right now stinks. It stinks. And if you think Cashman should have foreseen that, I don't know how you could. And if you think Aaron Boone is, you know, doing something that's the reason why Gleyber Torres stinks, or the reason why Judge isn't doing anything, or the reason why LeMahieu's not hitting and runners in scoring position, if you think that's on Boone, then we disagree. This team right now looks terrible because they're not hitting. That's it. They're 5-9. They have the worst record in the American League. Mainly, yes, the rotation's been bad. Kluber's given you nothing. Tyone had one. His first start looked like he had some good stuff. He was bad. Still didn't even give you innings on that one. Hasn't given you anything so far to start. And you're going to end up going, if you keep this pace up, however good this bullpen is, it's not going to stay nearly this good for nearly long enough that what the Yankees are going to need, because they're going to it way too early. But right now, if you're watching these games, there's one reason. Montgomery wasn't great today, but he pitched well enough to keep this Yankee team in the game. This Yankee team is meant to win the games where their starter goes six and gives up three or four. That's the exact type of game in April, May, June, July that this team is built to win. Nobody disputes that. For whatever the question is about the postseason and the lack of balance in the lineup and reliant on the home run and everything you want to talk about that's cost this team postseason glory, no one disputes the fact that on an April night, they can go out there and score six or seven off Michael Wacha, and now they're going to the tune of six innings pitched, one hit, zero runs, and nine Ks against Wacha. Six innings, one hit, no runs, and nine strikeouts for Michael Wacha. That is not a continuation of Yankees issues. This is a deep team in a frozen slump. That's what they are right now. They are playing a stretch of the worst baseball they have played in forever. There's just no arguing it. They look terrible. It's clear to see. They can't put a rally together to save their lives. They never come through with the big hit right now. And they get lulled to sleep by guys like Michael Wacha and Rich Hill and Zoik and Robbie Ray for Toronto. Even in the game they won, it took two Higashioka home runs and a brilliant Cole after a struggling first inning to just get a win against Robbie Ray and all his grunting out there on the mound. This is not the same old Yankees. This is far worse. Far worse. And it's not the manager, and it's not the way this team was built. It's the players right now stink. But it's been 3 weeks. It's 14 games. It's 14 games. It's a season of 162. No one's running away in this division. They need to start playing better. And I'll tell you right now, with the rotation, yeah, as bad as it's been, I think the fan base has gone way too far and people have talked way too far in being affirmative that this rotation can't get better. That guys like Tyone and Kluber, who haven't pitched in 2 years, cannot improve on what we've seen so far. Tyone went out there and struck out 7 guys in his first start. And his spin rate on his breaking stuff was way above league average. Now, I'm not trying to get too deep in the weeds in statistics because they bother me too sometimes. But he wasn't terrible his first outing. And you got to give Kluber some time. He might be dreadful. That's all we've seen. And I'm not trying to tell you I know that both of those guys will be fine. They'll get their footing. They'll start to get into a rhythm of the season. They'll start to pitch much better. All they need to just be as good as hopefully this lineup comes through, all that. I don't know. It's very possible they're this bad. Kluber never refines it, and he's dreadful. It's been a horrible $11 million spent, and the Yankees are going to have to scramble to figure out who can step up in this rotation, whether it's Devi Garcia or Michael King or whomever. That's definitely possible, but we don't know yet. We don't know anything about this team other than they have played the worst 14 games I can remember them playing, certainly to start a year. Although you don't have to go far back too far to 18 and 19. In 2018, the first 18 games, they were 9-9. They won 100 games. In 2019, they were 8-10 after 18 games, and they won 103. It is a miserable start. But if you believe that this is going to continue, that means that every single Yankee player is going to have the worst year of his career. Right now, every single player is on pace to have the worst year of their career. I just can't. They're going to start hitting. And this team is built to win the games where you go 5 or 6 from your rotation and score 4 and give up 3, 4, 5 runs. That's how they're built to win. Postseason, something else. We'll talk about the issues they've had with the postseason. But what you've seen in April for the first 14 games doesn't dictate how they will play in postseason time. If they play this way, it's a non-issue because they won't be there come postseason time. But it's been 14 games. We have no idea how this team is going to rebound from this. All I know is right now they're dreadful. Right now they are as frustrating to watch, as bad a brand of baseball as we have seen from them. And as certainly from them healthy, with Judge in the lineup, with Stanton in the lineup, with Torres in the lineup, with Sanchez in the lineup, although he took one off the hand and probably missed a day or two, if not more, and how the Yankees are with injuries. But this fan, you know, and let's talk about the fan base for a second, because I gotta be honest with you. I mean, I don't want to paint the whole brush with all the balls on the field, because I know that's not the whole fan base. But the lack of cutting this team a break for 14 games is absurd. And the idea that this team now for 14 games is so bad that you need to throw baseballs on the field and you need to go absolutely crazy and talk about how it'll never work. What a horribly built team. They stink. It's the same nonsense. They're garbage. We need to go out there and boo them incessantly. We need to throw baseballs on the field. I mean, let's be fair here. We're New York fans, right? And I understand that the Yankees are the Yankees with high expectations, who are the most, you know, wealthy franchise in all of professional baseball, worth, you know, $5 billion. They spend a ton of money. They charge us a ton of money to go there. We spend a ton of money. There are fans throughout the entire country. The Yankees are held to a different standard. That's fine. But let's be fair. New York and their sport teams have been an absolute wasteland for the last decade. The New York Giants won 2 Super Bowls with Eli Manning, yes, but since that last Super Bowl, they win 2, 3, 5, 6 games every single year. Do I even need to mention the Jets? The Giants and the Jets are picking at the top of the draft every single year. The Mets throw a parade when they make the playoffs 2 years in a row. Right now, I think they've got a very good team, and you could be looking at a big season from the Mets. But let's be honest. They throw a parade when they make the postseason 2 years in a row. The Knicks have been the dregs of the NBA for 20 years. The Islanders, although have had a good couple of years here, have been non-existent since the mid-80s. The New York Yankees are the one team that year in and year out give you a quality team that go to the playoffs, that constantly give you a winner. And you got to throw baseballs on the field because they started 5-8 at the time. 5-8, and we need to throw baseballs on the field. 5-8, and we're certain that they'll never recover from this terrible start, that they're a dreadful team and the season's over. Why watch? And we need the manager fired. We need the general manager fired for a 5-9 start. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm sorry. Give me a break. They are terrible right now. I'm sick of watching them. They ruin my day. They ruin my Saturday. I got my kids' swing set all built. The guy came over and did that. I was with the kids all day. We were outside. I had a very nice Saturday and trying to watch this game, and it made me sick. I'm furious with them. Stanton made me sick today. Watching Jay Bruce play earlier this week was mind-boggling. I'm so frustrated with the Yankees. And come postseason time, if things don't change and they continue to give you this kind of performance, then you know what? Maybe things do need to change. I was a proponent for possibly trading Voit, moving Torres off shortstop, and changing this infield. I thought it was an idea open for suggestion. I had to get better doing it, but I was open to it. And if they give you the same crap in the postseason, I am open to changing this team. I'm open to moving on from Sanchez. I'm open to almost anything. You can't give a contract to Judge and pay him the kind of money he's going to want if he's hurt all the time. I'm open to it all. But a bad 14 games has been so overreacted to, and I know it's ugly, and I know it's hard to watch. They never come through. The rallies never seem to get anywhere, if they even start at all. Michael Wacha, like I've said 150 times, because that's how much it bothered me, throw 6 innings, 1 hit, no runs, and 9 strikeouts. I'm pissed off as a Yankee fan. But with throwing baseballs on the field and with declaring the season over at 5-9, when all they do is make the postseason and win games. All this team has done, they failed in the postseason. They've been unable to capture that championship. They've been unable to get to a World Series in 09. But they are in the postseason every year. They turn this thing around every year. Will they do it this year? Will this be the first year that they just absolutely fall on their face and have a dreadful season, don't make the playoffs, and have to blow it all up, and maybe Boone does get fired, and maybe you have to put Cashman on the hot seat? That's all possible. We'll see what happens. But I'm seeing way too much that we're sure we're on that path. And I'm seeing way too much frustration leading and throwing baseballs on the field to be dangerous and stupid. Because the New York Yankees are 5-9. Come on. 877-337-6666. We got the Mets in the top of the fourth, 3-0. Nobody out. Lindor up at the plate. So we're going to follow along with that game. Obviously, we'll get into the Mets. We'll get into DeGrom and how what you're seeing here is just Sandy Koufax-like. Let's be fair. That's how good he is. DeGrom is clearly the best pitcher in baseball. It's a game in, game out. He's never off. He never has a bad night. He is spectacular to watch. He is incredible. And unfortunately, most of the time, the Yankees don't, the Mets don't come through with a win. Either they don't score enough or the bullpen blows it. But they were able to rally off the deck, score a couple runs in the top of the seventh. Diaz came in and struck out the side. I think they struck out 17, right? So 17 of 21 outs were made by the strikeout. That's incredible. I'm surprised it wasn't the Yankees. That's how bad they are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.